This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
It's the weekly opening of the Rock and Roll History Books, The Paleface Parabola, the quest from which we return changed, yet essentially the same.
Well, they don't need much, you know. Somebody just do a wiggle, maybe. And somebody keep time, too. That's all they need to dance. Or maybe they take their hips and shake 'em.
Shake 'em.
Right. Yeah. Some guy maybe plays like a broken bongo drum or something. And that's all they need to dance.
One, two, three.
When it smells like rain and the clouds are black, my raggy t-shirt be on my back. I wanna walk my bike to dig the rockin' gang. I wanna hear that groove, I wanna feel that twang. Well, that cheap guitar, man, it's sounding thin. That saxophone sounds like the cat dragged it in. But I wanna in my life, cause this kind of music is the kind I like. But when it smells like rain and the clouds are gray, my raggy t-shirt been thrown away. I wanna walk my bike to dig the rockin' band. Wanna kick my kickstand in the sand. That cheap guitar is sounding bad. That saxophone's worse than the last one he had. But I want it in my life. This kind of music is the kind I like. Well, when you're dancing with just singing, I like that. So I left my guitar in the laundromat. This is what I like, I say I think it's great. That way you won't get bored if your bus is late. That guy's playing drums on a car tape file. I left my guitar in the laundry pile. I want it in my life, this kind of music. Now that's the kind I like. Well, when you're dancing with just nothing, I like that. So I left my shirt in the laundromat. Now this is what I like, I think it's great. That way you don't get bored if your bus is late. Well, the guy's playing drums on a car tape file. I left my shirt in the laundry pile. And I want it in my life, cause this kind of music is the kind I like. I said that I want it in my life. This kind of music is the kind that I like.
He's got a nice thing.
He's not so bad with the singing and the playing and the shaking of the tukas.
Sky through the eyes of a vine. Know the time has arrived, so we party to the days of Jelly Roll Morton as filigreed through the man who has done more than just about anybody I can think of to keep jazz alive and feverish in the consciousness, Wynton Marsalis. Oh, and now, on with the show.
Chuckles used to recite a poem at the end of each program. It was called The Credo of a Clown. I'd like to offer it now in his memory. A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down your pants.
Thank you.
inspired pairing of Ry Cooder with Manuel Galban, the title track of Mambo Sinuendo. We'll send it went out to Ralph Cramden and Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Hard just like a pool whip. Cause I wasn't taking no lip from the night before. And it shook out the streets as the stew bums showed up like bounce checks, rubbing their necks in the sky to the color of Pepto-Bismol. Yeah, and the parking lots growled, my old sport coat full of promissory notes and a receipt from a late night motel. Hawk had his whole family out there in the wind, and he got a message for you to beware, kicking your ass in a cold-blooded fashion, dishing out more than a good man could bear. Of a chance with his old romance, just an apartment for rent down the block, and Ivar Theater with live burlesque. Man, the manager's scowling with his feet on the desk, boom, boom against the curtain. You're still hurting, I ain't. Yeah. And then push came to shove, and shove came to piff. Girls like that just lay you out stiff. Maybe I go to Cleveland and, you know, get me a tattoo or something. My brother-in-law lives there. Four trap up a hill in the dead of winter in the middle of a snowstorm with a mouth full of porcupine quills. I'm
see is a well-known fact, you know. I'm four sheets to the wind, I'm glad you're gone. I'm glad you're gone, cause I'm finally alone. Glad you're gone, but I wish you'd come home. Yeah. Now I struggled out of bed, cause the dawn was cracking hard just like a bull whip. And I wasn't taking no lip from the night before. Yeah, as it shook out the streets and the stoop bums showed up just like bounce checks, rubbing their necks and the sky turned the color of Pepto-Bismol. And my old sport coat full of promissory notes, and the hawk had his old family out there in the wind. He got a message for you to beware, kicking your ass in a cold-blooded fashion. He'll be dishing out more than a good man can bear. Well, let's take it to Bakersfield, get a little parfait somewhere.
Frenzy of music and action.
Mysterious sounds, by a mysterious man. From the Fifth Estate, a man who rules and prowls and prances and dances and puts trances onto people with the skill and alacrity of his 10 digits. This is the Mystery Man with a song called Samarkand, I believe. Actually, song more like a performance piece, something. Well, it wouldn't be a performance piece either because we don't have interpretive dancers. It's the man who shapeshifts and whelps this show into palatability at the end of it. And our hour and 58 minutes together, the Mystery Man, here from the Fifth Estate Studios. Swamp Zombies before that with Green from a Frenzy of Music and Action, We Decree It Thus. And preceding that, the man who's blowing out not 16 candles, but 73 today, Tom Waits. From, I was telling the Mystery Man, as we do, as we banter freely here in the studio on Free 89, about the first time I ever heard a Tom Waits record in large doses was that double album recorded in July of 1975 and on a major market station, which by the end of the 1970s was heading and hurtling headlong towards Corporateville. But they had a rascal on there who played Tom Waits frequently, and especially that album, Nighthawks at the Diner, still my favorite album to this day, nearly 50 years later. And that track called Spare Parts, A Nocturnal Emission. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, an all-timer, and a quote. Because how do you do a Tom Waits talk back with no quotes by him? I started out with nothing, and I still got most of it left. Tom Waits, 73 today. And clearly, if you followed his wandering path, by the mid-1980s, he had started to go to a place that not many were capable of treading. Well, I'm not sure he was either. Some of those records are really hard to listen to, like Bone Machine. Others lap them up like their mother's milk. Ry Cooder and Manuel Galban, we told you about that one. The 2003 release, American-Cuban cross-culture collaboration, the number one album on the Latin album Billboard Records chart, and also won a Grammy for Best Instrumental Record of that year. Recorded in late 2002, released in 2003, Ry Cooder and Manuel Galban. Preceding that, Charlie Musselwhite with a song called Everybody Loves Me. That's an Alejandro Escovedo song, and it's contained on the 2-CD tribute to Escovedo's work called Por Vida. Oliver, here on our station, Free 89 out of Hamilton, NZ, did a Sonic Youth tribute to Escovedo 2 weeks ago on his Beyond Excellent show. Musselwhite, as well as Escovedo, an American living legend, although he traffics in the Chicago blues, where Escovedo wades deep into the gene pool of a variety of musical forms. Musselwhite's still active, still making great albums. The one he did with Elvin Bishop a couple years ago, one of my top 20 records of the year. A quote from Dave Marsh about Alejandro Escovedo. He carries himself like a prince of American music, with dignity, gravity, and power, with echoes of the Stones, the Stooges, the Velvet Underground, Bob Dylan, the Clash, and Brian Wilson. Wow, he's playing at the upper end of the fringe there. Alejandro Escovedo's song, Charlie Musselwhite's performance. Wynton Marsalis and his nine-piece band did that cover of Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp. That was from one of the nine records that CBS allowed him to record in 1999. He said he worked 20-hour days for 52 weeks that year, and the music just kept pouring out of him to the point where his brain and his hands were literally burning because there was fresh inspiration every day. I'm thinking that was part hallucination, because if I don't care how much stamina you have, and I married someone who's a wind-up toy, but if you're rocking 19-hour days for 365 days, you're going to have impact like a wet kiss on the end of a hot fist. Or wait, it's a hot kiss on the end of a wet fist. I think that was the Fire Sign Theater line. Wynton Marsalis was released on September 7th of 1999. Album was a tribute to Jelly Roll Morton. And maybe, just maybe, he was feeling the pressure of the end of the world, because you remember, I would imagine, Brothers and Sisters, Y2K, and the thought that we may not exist past 1 second past January 1st, 2000. A quote from Wynton Marsalis: "Jazz is the foundation of all I do and all I hope to do." And he's done it well. In the beginning, because he came off cocky and arrogant, and I'm like, this guy's a tool, but he's not. Anybody who keeps that art form alive, and not just alive, but thriving in the guise of his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, you know, music and art in New York City, he's A-OK with me, because I know Wynton Marsalis has been waiting around his whole life for my acknowledgement. The Soul Rebels, also from New Orleans, with that track called Showtime from 2012. One of those funky eight-piece bands that New Orleans grows on trees. They played the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, or a.k.a. Jazz Fest, was recorded in the spring of 2011. Leo Nascentelli is on this record. That's New Orleans royalty among, well, the many. That's not just a jester and the court. That's a house full of jesters when it comes to, and musical Jedis when it comes to music. Soul Rebels, part of that lineage. Leo Nascentelli was the guitar player in the Meters. Your Honor, I rest my case. And we began the set with Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers. This kind of music from his last great record, IMHO. Jonathan sings, 1983, an all-time weirdo. His hearing is shot, so he only plays acoustic guitar these days. Born in 1951 in Boston, still active, big Velvet Underground fan in his day, and he paints. So that's his credentials, Jonathan Richmond. So in that set, The Mystery Man and the Swamp Zombies, Tom Waits, Ry Cooter and Manuel Galban, Charlie Musselwhite, Wynton Marsalis and his band, The Soul Rebels, and Jonathan Richmond and the Postmodern, Modern Lovers. Well, a stunt, a strut and axle incident on a cold autumn night last Tuesday night in a apartment complex in Piscataway, New Jersey. A good business week offset by escalating time in the season costs, a beard trim, and a dodge on going to see The Sound of Music, even though 3D tells me it was stellar. I got to stay home and nerd it out on my hockey team. I'd be jumping JB, and we go live to Hard Drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A. This is the weekly meet and greet of rogue elements of society, the Paleface Parabola, our radio gambit consisting of 118 action-packed minutes, or somewhere thereabouts in length, of varying degrees of quality depending on a multitude of circumstances, a.k.a. a frenzy of music and action. He be the Mystery Man, I be Jumpin' JB, and we be the duo that set the stage here on the Wednesday night Free 89 Music Zone, and we double up as the radio John the Baptist, heralding the way for the midnight arrival of the free radio gold standard, and the reason that the transmitter is still plugged in, Retrospect with Phil Gray. Tonight's 55 minutes of Retrospect number 548, Mayhem, or episode number 548, is a mighty good reason to consider to never not leave home without the Free Community Access Media Alliance in your pocket, in your shirt, plugged into your Bluetooth, etc. at all. It should be your go-to listening experience forevermore, said the Raven. Dagnabbit. Did Poe say dagnabbit? I hope so. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've read it. It's Pearl Harbor Day here in the States, a date that meant the same to a previous generation as 9/11 means to this one. Unforgettable. I didn't serve in the military. I come from families that thought it heroic to die for your country, where I thought it was simply stupid if it was for a nebulous cause or one you didn't believe in the first place. I was too young to serve, and by the time the lottery came up here in America, I was safe. I had a high number, and I didn't have to go for the last days of Saigon. I'm like Muhammad Ali in one way and one way only. I don't want to kill no Viet Cong or anybody else for that matter, be it Vladimir Putin or whatever no goodnik exists in this world today. Dying for your country, getting injured for it, it's the kind of bravery that on, I guess, the best day of my life, I could never even come close to. I've never shot a gun. I don't eat animals. I don't even swat flies. I open the window so they'll fly out and survive, even though it's a killing field out there in the world. Some would call me a snowflake, but I'm not. I simply revere life and have an acute sense of its fragility and brevity and mortality, and wish to live and let live as much as possible in a world that has tilted perceptibly off its axis. Though I am aware from the pictures sent back from Orion, and maybe disappointingly to some of you out there listening tonight, that Orion in lunar orbit seemingly has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that our third stone from the sun, this blue rock, is not sitting between two glass plates. Weep and gnash teeth, Flat Earth Society. Try again next year. And I know whatever I'm saying tonight won't deter you. It'll only make you mad. It's 2.5 weeks left till Christmas / Boxing Day as I scroll this epistle. I love this time of year. It, in the best of times, the way life should be, though I admittedly am of the rose-colored scenario when it comes to the madness of gift-giving and ritual and sometimes betrayal. 3D, my silver-haired sexy beast, began decorating our outpost of Bohemia this past Sunday and lit our hideous artificial tree. When I got home from work and spied her handiwork, the joy of the days turned my end of the week exhaustion frown upside down. Bring it on, I say. And how about extending the opportunities to give and receive like our friends of the Hebrew persuasion do with Hanukkah, just in case I don't get that Second City TV box set on Christmas Day I asked Santa for. I'll have a minimum then of 7 more chances. We rarely talk about music during these readings of the communique, and there's a good reason for that. We talk about it all show long. And my pen is a restless soul, wandering to places I didn't know it would land on when I begin writing. Tonight is caper number 54 of our show. It started in mid-November of 2021 as a glorified demo and a test case of where we wanted to take the program with management's approval. I'm amazed at the favor that I've received at Free FM, and as such, dropping no names this time for a change, I'm gratified to have made acquaintances, both radio and friendship-wise, with a number of you kooky Kiwis in Oceanaville. It's really been a fun experience for both the Mystery Man and I, especially in conjunction with the frustration station that is the other station that we work at here in New Jersey. 1 year and 2 shows later, what you are about to hear is very different from the tentative start to find our way. And to that end, he is indeed the Mystery Man, the refiner and sculptor in the engine room of the Paleface Parabola. The Marvel Comic Universe is really his to rule over benevolently. He simply delegates very well as to remain behind the scenes. He's a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top took lessons from him. Santa schools bring the mystery man in to lecture on ho, ho, ho go-to stratagems for the holidays. He's a man of musical wealth and taste. His radio program, The Fifth Estate, airs live here on Homegrown Radio NJ Sundays between 5 and 7 in the p.m. He will take you around the world in 1 hour and 58 minutes, just like this show does on Wednesday nights here on Free FM. Although he gets his machete out and chops through the jungles of sounds that you've rarely or never heard, to borrow a phrase from one of our colleagues here in New Jersey, to bring you a listening experience you will say, I hate it or I love it. But there's no in-between on this. There's no way you can remain Switzerland when it comes to listening to the Fifth Estate radio program. It's a thrill ride for many different and most of them great reasons. I am Jumpin' JB, and acknowledging that life is not guaranteed for tomorrow or even an hour from now, we've got now. And now means on with the show. Because you know something? I don't know about the mystery man. I won't speak for him this time. But I can state boldly and without fear of contradiction that I don't mind rocking tonight. Quantities. Crash. Boom and bang.
The pale-faced parabola, the quest from which we return changed, but essentially the same.
Sometimes I find it hard to say no. one more time before you go. Some people, they are writers, others avid readers. Some absorb like vampires, and some are bleeders. You're right, there's no question, you need disinfection. If you wanna get to heaven, it takes all sorts, I'm guessing. To say no, just one more time before you go. Sometimes I find it hard to say no. You can't please everyone before you go. Some people, they are dreamers, some rely on impulse, and some are schemers. They will avoid the question, others got all the answers. Some just crave attention, some see themselves as to say no. Just one more time before you go. Sometimes I find it hard to say no. You can't please everyone before you go. Sometimes I find it hard.
Who the hell do you think you are? You act like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
Thank you.
sounding vaguely Middle Eastern in context, which kind of fits with this back announcement in underscore, as our OG Phil likes to call it on his Beyond Fantastic. Because Majestic isn't nearly superlative enough. Planet Waves show focusing on the Dark Continents music of the 1970s called Planet Waves. He says underscore with the music that's on underneath the vocal. And the word brings the noise with us because as King David did when he embarrassed people by dancing naked through the streets of Jerusalem. Said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, praise him with dancing song. And that's one of the many mission statements, if we had one, here at the management and staff of the Paleface Parabola on a weekly basis. Our meeting time, gonna be a meeting. Wednesday evening's live debut here on Free 89 and around the world. There is a Facebook page, the Paleface Parabola, that Phil Gray has created and enthusiastically embellishes upon on a weekly basis. Well, we say that to say this. Robert Randolph on the Sacred Steel, John Medeski on keyboards, and the North Mississippi All-Stars are the stage band, this ensemble called The Word. This is from their 2001 debut on Rope-A-Dope Records, self-titled, and it's fantastic. Simply great music making. And we just heard the piece called Joyful Sounds. Preceding that, Peter Parrott, not Parrot, wise guy, Parrott. He was the frontman and the songwriter for the English indie band called The Only Ones in the late 1970s. Was a bad drug addict, dropped out of music for a long time, and out of nowhere, middle last decade, started to make some comeback records. I think he's made two or three. The one we heard from, I believe, was called How the West Was Won. And it's really good. It's on the Domino record label, which does a lot of superb indie music work. And we heard the track called Hard to Say No from 2017. Terrific stuff. Welcome back. That's the band, The Other Ones, that did the song Another Girl, Another Planet. Started that brief set off with Ducks Deluxe. Don't Mind Rockin' Tonight, live. Really influential pub rock band from the 1970s. Martin Belmont from Graham Parker and the Rumor, one of the guitar players along with Brindley Schwartz in that band, was in Ducks Deluxe as well. They were a force of nature live, I'm told. Left people slightly deaf and worse for wear. Sean Tyler was the main songwriter and frontman for the band. Nick Garvey and Andy McMaster's also in Ducks Deluxe, which later... they went on to form The Motors, had a decent-sized hit here with Love and Loneliness, something along those lines, back in the late 70s. So The Word, Peter Parrott, Ducks Deluxe. And now, I just got notice last week that Spotify, who we absolutely have mixed emotions about here. They are a necessary tool to a TikTok and Instagram and, what's that, Mastodon or whatever it was, that Matador, whatever that was that replaced Twitter. World, Spotify is. I can't stand that they don't pay their artists. I don't like the fact that they preempt shows with no warning whatsoever or no guidelines. And last week I got notification that... a show from 6 months ago was flagged for playing Elvis Presley's That's All Right. It's not even an Elvis Presley song. It's Big Bill Brunzi. Arthur Big Boy Crudup wrote that song. I was like, what? It took you 6 months? Why pick on me? But I guess, you know, here in the States, the Internal Revenue Service picks on the person usually that doesn't have the money to defend themselves rather than the really big fishes like Apple, et cetera. They're finally throwing a lariat around Don the Con after all these years of getting away with it. But, you know, the average way American society works here in the quote-unquote democracy is that make your ticket quota by getting enough of the little guys to accumulate one big guy, it seems. Well, Spotify got me last week, and it reinforced what I thought a couple months ago when I got flagged for playing Rolling Stone songs in two successive episodes. It's like, I shouldn't be playing the big guys anyway. You know, they stand on the mountain where Jesus is going to come back for revelation. They've had that much of an impact on the world and the culture for both reasons, good and bad. They're on the up there with Zeus and Medusa, in Greek mythology land. So, I mean, they're set apart. And I'm not just talking about pale faces. I mean, James Brown, Wynton Marsalis, Muddy Waters, Ellington, Armstrong, Louis Jordan, Smokey Robinson. So really what we should be doing and what the Mystery Man does on his homegrown radio show here that we spoke of before is let's play the people that you don't hear that often and should, like these guys. Still active. The band's called Pacific Range. I think they're so good they even had a wine named after them. And we're going to go with them to the swap meet.
Ladies and gentlemen, from all around, Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
On three burners, the ensemble, an Aussie piece led by the ubiquitous Jake Mason on the B3. Up next, their time to shout, Baron Von Tolbooth and the Chrome Nun.
Down and if I don't go back, I'm on my 2-2-1. And now, on with the show.
Heard of 10,000 Maniacs. This ain't no disco. This is the Phantom Maniacs. From She Left Her Brain at the Drive-In on Deep Eddy Records from 2011. And like Lance in Apocalypse Now, going out there in the waves while the bombs are dropping all around him, and Robert Duvall's character is yelling at him, "You see those waves, son? You see those waves? See how they break?" And he's like, "You want me to go out there?" The Phantom Maniacs are hearse surfing, because I think if Lance went out there, he would have soon, in fact, he did go out there, he would have soon been pushing up daisies, as they used to call it. In the background, the Phantom Maniacs. Before that, Grace Slick, Paul Kantner, and David Freiberg. The album called Baron Von Tollbooth and the Chrome Nun, the track called Walking, released in May of 1973, recorded at the holidays of 1972. David Crosby gave them their name when the Starship and Crosby, Stills, and Nash were sharing space on Crosby's boat as a floating drug barge. Kantner, very German, slick, arrogant, and forceful. David Freiberg, a buddy from Quicksilver days. Post-airplane music by Baron Von Tollbooth and the Chrome Nun. Pacific Range with Swap Meet from 2020, a four-piece band. A lot of classic rock influences in there, most notably the Grateful Dead in their American Beauty phase. Together since 2013, still active, but haven't played a live gig since August. So, Cooking on Three Burners, the jump off the track, the instrumental brace, the underscore, I was keen to play. 2018, the year, Aussie three-piece, working a variety of scenarios. Jake Mason is the leader of that band. So Slick and Kantner with Freiberg, Cooking on Three Burners, Pacific Range, The Word, Peter Parrott, and Ducks Deluxe. As we rose or sunk to the occasion, whichever you prefer, here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. We're about to cheat the hangman once again, but first, all the news that gives you fits. Fraud requires cure, so the remedy? Don the Con says, the end of Articles of the Constitution, and for him to be put back in office immediately as the, wait for it, I'll give you a second to stifle your giggles, Donald Trump as the law and order president America's so thirsty for. An opposing quote to his ploy, Donald Trump is anathema to the soul of our nation. Amen. The Neil Morse Band, a new album, live transatlantic, just like we're doing here tonight in the Pale-Faced Parabola from New J to New Z, to be released on February 17th, 2023. National Lacrosse League box lacrosse season started this past weekend, and I'm all in, pretty desperate for sticks with balls flung at alarming speeds out of them. NRBQ will be here in New Jersey at White Eagle Hall on December 10th. The unstoppable phenomenon that is the Q, quintessential American music. The church we spoke of last week's Parabola, they were going to have a new record out called The Hypnogogue. The single is released from the record, C'est la vie. The Hypnogogue will be out on February 24th, 2023. McCoy Tyner, a quote, "The Coltrane Quartet was like four pistons in an engine working to make the car go," unquote. Yeah, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, McCoy Tyner, John Coltrane. Never better. Likely, for the most part, not even equal. Ireland, a quote, "The alleys and lanes of the Temple Bar are calling you." That's in Dublin City. Dwight Schrute, timely for the holidays. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's admirable or impish, which was the last great episode The American Office did in its ninth and final season. Amanda Palmer, quote, "We're going to be okay. It's just a ride." The former Mrs. Neil Gaiman, and flat out crazy. This is not a drill that album she made a few years ago where she was stark raving on the cover of it and had a lot of inscrutable insert photos whose meaning was known only to her. Aerosmith's Steven Tyler canceled a Vegas gig. He's got sick at the last minute. Christine McVie, age 79. Her music been played all over the world since the news broke last Wednesday after we did our show. A rock and roll domestic she was in her years of retirement. She stayed home and cleaned and cooked. Of course, when you have mega hits, you can afford to do that as long as your accountant isn't trying to thieve your royalties in publishing. The Beatles' Rubber Soul released December 3rd, 1965. The White Album, because of its depth and breadth of material, will always be number one on my hit parade of the Fab's work, but Rubber Soul's pretty damn good. A lot of people in the modern age like Revolver. I'm okay with that one, too. "Dear Santa, all I want is a fat bank account and a skinny body. Please don't mix it up like last year." I can't say I'm skinny, but I'm thin-er. And I got that part of it down. The other part, Santa, this is the 54th caper. We'd like to think that we've been bad, but not as bad as last year. So a fat bank account stat. Southside Johnny, Lion of the Asbury Park trifecta of Giants. He and Springsteen and Little Steven Van Zandt. Birthday on December 4th. Jukes, still alive and well. And their reissue from this year, recorded live at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland in 1977. That's in my top 25 records of the year. That record is flat out great. Archaeologists found a 1,900-year-old snack bar in the sewers and tunnels underneath the Roman Colosseum. You want to taste test it? You first. Plant-based foods. 1.5 million new households who have partaken between the years 2019 and 2021. This off the statistic last week that the stock portfolio was a fallen after the past year's performance with inflation and gas prices. The Jetson 1, debuting in late 2023. It's open, it's ultralight, a single seat, just like George used to fly through the air in. Hudson Valley, New York, the most active meteor shower of the year will be visible on December 13th, a week from, well, actually in 6 days for you in New Zealand. And if you got it good enough, maybe you'll be able to spy it from downtown Hamilton here in the Hudson Valley, New York, up by the Catskills. Iran disbanded the morality police? Not so. And apparently it's going to get worse. Somebody sentenced for execution yesterday for simply protesting. And there's 1,500 or 15,000, still more, awaiting trial in the jails. I'm not optimistic for their life insurances to live out the term. In tennis, Rafael Nadal likes doubles, preparation, and clay courts. You'd be shocked at the clay court part of it. LSD microdosing helps the trouble. Another new study. Who's studying these things? Owsley's kids? Saturn's moon, Titan, has clouds. Because, did Joni write about that in Both Sides Now? I know she had that one song about clouds. And Carly Simon wrote about clouds in her coffee. And whatever else, fill in the blank. Jonathan the Tortoise, 190 years old. Keith Richards will outlive it. Pastor Bill Develin from the South Bronx got a volunteer service award from the president for helping war zone impacted and persecuted Christians. And if you don't think Christianity is a cause for homicide around the world, read up on some accounts. Elvis's $840,000 private jet up for auction. That's a lot of scratch. Gath, the Old Testament home of Goliath, which I had forgotten about till yesterday. We know the story of David and Goliath. I always liked the cartoon with the really bad animation. But Gath, the Old Testament home of Goliath the giant. One rock to the head, and, you know, you take one rock to the head and forever. That's what you're known for. The Earth's inner core burns at 6,000 Celsius, hotter than the surface of the sun, hottest place on Earth, right outside the inner core, or the outer core, which is what we experience happily. Because, you know, I don't like it when it gets above 65. 6,000? I'd be looking for to stow away on the next Orion mission out there where the flat earth buses don't run. Colin Jost's password to get a seat at the dinner table at Mar-a-Lago: I like Hitler. Well, it worked for Kanye a couple of weeks ago. Colin Jost also thinks that Kanye isn't off his meds. He's just become immune to them. And he pointed out, this was pretty funny, I thought, if Jews control the media, how does Kanye still get a new interview every day? Chris Christie's niece, an entitled blowhole, just like Uncle. He was the former governor of New Jersey who wrecked his political career because he wanted to win by 80 points rather than 70 in the 2012 elections. His niece got pulled off a plane in New Orleans recently. She asked some Latinos who she suspected of drinking whether they were drug smugglers or not. Then she wound up fighting with the cops when they tried to pull her off a plane, injured six of them. I think a drug test is in order here, which would be ironic. Told them they were going to lose their jobs because her uncle knew Trump. Yeah, the same Trump who, when Christie was head of his transition team in 2016, Christie went through the trouble of preparing a number of binders that would say, well, this is what you need to do, you should do, we recommend that you do. And because Chris Christie, when he was prosecutor of New Jersey here, the attorney general of New Jersey, got Jared Kushner's dad thrown in jail for racketeering, Charles Keating, Charles Kushner. Jared Kushner talked Trump into throwing all the carefully prepared work out, which said a lot about that administration. Johnny Cash, his Christian faith was his most important thing to him, according to his son. In Nigeria, 23 workers kidnapped from Peace House while in transit to a wedding. In southwest Nigeria, one of our associate pastors from our church is over there. Not enough money in the world. Three Chinese astronauts back on Earth after 6 months in orbit and on mission. Reasons to be cheerful. In Baltimore, a new law root out practices that cause trauma, like addressing poverty and cops beating black people to death down there. Also, Helsinki, a three-story library. It's free and open to anybody and full of spills and thrills. And in Chicago, a nonprofit has free food of a higher quality than food pantries. Dion's Chicago Dream is the name of it. New Zealand news, Spotify. Well, we'll pass on that one. That would be self-aggrandizement. Chris Scholes, bring back camping for concert tickets. A tactic I employed in the 1970s to see my favorite bands, including the Rolling Stones, in both 1972 and 1975 in front of Madison Square Garden. New Zealand has a Santa school. 40 years of Narcotics Anonymous in New Zealand celebrated in Auckland over the weekend. Sharon Lam, L-A-M, does not know how to roll a number, a.k.a. a joint, and then spark it up. Sharon, come back to us, babe. Ethical Christmas gifts, secondhand books, a slinky, the thing that looked like a good idea on paper, and you rolled it down the stairs once or twice and spent till the next Christmas trying to undo it all. Thunder pants, which is, I guess, industrial strength underwear, a seed pack, and cheese. All the news that gives you fits, music and radio news at the next break. We Cheat the Hangman begins with this one from the Soul Saints Orchestra, a late 60s supergroup. And they're talking what a hep cat good King Wenceslas really is.
Christmas time. I want everybody to have a nice time. Come on, fellas. Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
The Pale-Faced Parabola.
Eddie Hazel from Funkadelic, Tom Verlaine from Television. Thank you. from Tom Berlane and Eddie Hazel and the Soul Saints Orchestra to a chance encounter with the space alien. A band I used to work with in my old days as a record label co-owner, a well-intentioned and ill-conceived venture, mind you, because the music business will either you'll prosper or you'll wind up sleeping on mom and dad's couch for the rest of your life. Let's start that again. We wound up in court with this guy, or at least I did, over grudges and finance, as is often the case in the music business. No denying this song, though. Jim Ackerman, Flint, Michigan, Space Alien, Paleface Parabola, Free 89.
I've seen the Golden City on the fringes of forever. I've seen the Chinese students stand like links in a chain. Seen a man in a spacesuit walking on the end of a tether. Space aliens shot a beam of pink light through my brain. I've read Carl Sagan talking about the universe expanding. But if you look through my telescope, I swear it always looks the same. You know, I love that man, and I think his intellect is quite commanding, but I'm still sure space aliens shot a beam of pink light through my brain, and it changed me. Yeah, it changed me. I was standing in the kitchen, just looking out the window, for six-toed snow, and wondering who might have been in that thing I'd seen hovering over my neighbor's house. There's some things I guess mortal men just should not know. I'm reading some guy, he's channeling the wisdom of the ages. Says we're all gonna transmute to some kind of higher vibrational plane. Well, he goes on talking dumb like that for six or seven pages. But I'm sure space aliens shot a beam of pink light through my brain and it changed me. It changed me. I'm not kidding around with these people. All packed up in boxes, galaxies and nebula, all cubicle and team. I'm sure lots of you guys are dreaming about fern bars full of foxes, but not me. Space aliens shot a beam of pink light through my brain and it changed me. And it changed me. I got no reason to lie to you people.
Hallucinating here. Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
It's the weekly opening of the rock and roll history books, The Paleface Parabola, the quest from which we return changed, but essentially the same.
just one promise left.
Nothing.
Oh, doctor, I'm
sorry. No. Be of good cheer. If science teaches us anything, it teaches us to accept our failures as well as our successes with quiet, dignity, and grace.
Zappa and his peaches arrive at the opportune moment as we're about to plunge into the murky waters of the maximum impact effect end of this week's Paleface Parabola when we decree Bob's your uncle and chuck the baton to our muscle car loving GM, Phil, and the Retrospect number 548 show in the background from Hot Rats, Peaches, and Regalia. And we also in that set heard Roseanne Cash from the album The Impossible to Follow Up the River and the Thread album. This one called She Remembers Everything on Blue Note Records from 2018. And when I looked at that date last night, I thought, oh man, that was a bit startling because I felt like it had been longer since the last time we had heard from Johnny's daughter. And don't dab her with a bland brush. She is admirable and formidable on her own, and we heard it in that track called Not Many Miles to Go, which is a love letter to her husband, John Leventhal, who is the mastermind behind the music of Roseanne Cash. Roseanne writes the lyrics and sings the songs. And she had brain surgery today about 20 years ago. And it took her a while to make her comeback. And I have to say, fellas, you want to dream of the day that your wife or partner looks at you the way Roseanne Cash looks at John Leventhal on a stage. Man, that is some serious adoration and sex behind those gazes when he starts playing a solo behind her. Flint, Michigan before that with Space Alien from 1998. The album called Amber Waves, we took it from a label sampler from the label I co-owned along with my partner Michelle back in the day. We only worked with this band once. Great song. Well, we learned a pretty valuable lesson out of the whole thing as to walk carefully around people who are of an intense temperament. Radio News, the Fifth Estate, we told you about earlier today. Again, Homegrown Radio, NJ Live. On Sunday evenings between 5 and 7 in the p.m. and later on through Mixcloud, in fact, like through now, type in the Fifth Estate on Mixcloud and you can relive the road to volunteer radio fortune and glory. On Free Planet Waves 44, Nigerian music, Kenyan, Zambia, Ghana, and German Afro-funk. And standouts for me, the High Grades and Saxon Lee and the Funkees. Sonic Youth, number 66. New music by the band Second Thoughts and The Wedding Present, who've been around for a long time, at a band called Immigrant Union. More new music this week on Oliver's show. The Island Reggae Luau, Christmas and Secular mixed in together. And comes out Luau. And an Island Reggae version of the TV show The Cheers theme song. Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul. Variety of gospel, traditional, and new. Outer Limits Frequency with Ricardo and Sam coming down the home stretch of 2022. Last week, What is Blues? Not your mom's blues music, other than Howlin' Wolf. And finally, Retrospect number 548 coming up shortly. A lot of U.S. and global go-go in 55 action-packed minutes. A couple things to know and do here music-wise, and then our final elbow of the night. Today would have been Harry Chapin's birthday, as well as Bobby Osborne of bluegrass fame and Louis Prima, and Tim Butler of the Psychedelic Furs and Sarah Bareilles, who has moved on to Broadway. Shania Twain, number one in the U.S. 20 years ago today, album-wise, with Up! Exclamation point. The Fabs, number one in the U.K. with the Beatles, taking over from Meet the Beatles. So they were on number one in the U.K. album charts for an entire year between 63 and 64. 1976, and I couldn't find this last night, Bob Seger released Night Moves. Is there any doubt? His finest moment? I think not. All right, one more. This guy was Geppetto with the clay of a song and an absolute mess personality-wise. His name, Tim Hardin. The song, Misty Roses. Music never got better than this. Only just as good.
Thank you. You know this one. You look to me like misty roses. Too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. You look to me like misty roses. I love you much, you're too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I'd love you much. You're too lovely not to try. You look to me like love forever. Too good to last, but too lovely not to try. If I believe in love forever, I'd forget the past. You're too lovely not to try.
I believe it's now safe to say Bob's your uncle. Our work is done here on the Pale Face Parabola for this Wednesday night, December 7th, 2022. Anno Domini
Falling Forward, Retrospect is in your immediate future. From the Mystery Man and me, the management and staff of the Paleface Parabola, we bid you good night.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.